Hey y'all, it's Garth.
The Big 615. You're going to hear the newest that country music has to offer. At the same time, you're going to hear the newest that the country classics have to offer. I want to hear the new single from George Strait, and I want to hear it right beside the new single from Luke Combs. That's the thing we call the Big 615.
Download the free TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. Or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Whether you're doing a dance to your favorite artist in the office parking lot, or being guided into Warrior One in the break room before your shift, whether you're running on your Peloton tread at your mom's house while she watches the baby, or counting your breaths on the subway,
inhaling and long exhale out.
Peloton is for all of us, wherever we are, whenever we need it. Download the free Peloton app today. Peloton app available through free tier or paid subscription starting at $12.99 per month.
It definitely is the hump show, dead center of the work week. Although technically we're an hour closer to the weekend that's upcoming than the one in our rearview mirror. So there's that. It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I know for a lot of you, it's a holiday weekend, which means it's even more enticing and attractive, and you want the time to go even faster. We will be here because NBA free agency begins on Friday. Weirdly enough, it begins on Friday. Will you check the time, Producer Jay? Will you do the quick Google search? Usually it's sometime in the afternoon, but I'm not sure. Maybe it's midnight. Who knows? So it does begin on Friday and runs through next week, which is when a lot of the fireworks will take place. Haha, 4th of July fireworks and NBA free agency fireworks.
6 p.m. Eastern time on Friday.
Okay, so I was right. Stick with your, always go with your gut instinct. That's 3 o'clock Lakers time, 3 o'clock Warriors time. Boy, do they have some major question marks looming with Draymond Green. Could you imagine by this time next week, Draymond Green could be a member of a different team? Whoa. It's hard for me to wrap my brain around that. I still can't fathom it. It was whack to me too. But he has opted out of his contract. And we could see James Harden in yet another uniform or maybe going back to Houston. We could see more changes for teams like the Lakers, who made a surge last year because of roster turnover, but how can they enhance? We're going to see a lot of movement and fistfuls of money flying around.
Get the ball popping.
It's one reason why I do not take off July 4th, but also I break out in hives when traveling the same time as the rest of America is, except for Christmas. I'll do it then. So we will be here all the way through July 4th weekend. Well, not through the weekend. We'll be here Friday morning. We'll then be here Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. And if you're hanging out with us or if you're out of your typical routine for the week, we'd love to have you as part of the After Hours 4th of July extravaganza. Because we're going to call it that. I just decided. We're going to play patriotic music. Can we have red, white, and blue food? Of course we can.
Of course we can.
Would you like me to make some red, white, and blue food? Some red, white, and blue baked goods?
Sounds delicious.
Of course. I didn't think you were going to say no to that.
I like firecracker pops. I could bring some of those.
Firecracker pops.
Yeah, you know those?
The kinds that are red, white, and blue, and you stick them in the freezer?
That's right.
Wait, you're buying them or you're making them?
I could try to make them, but I would just like freeze ice with food
what
coloring.
What about funfetti? Let's get something with funfetti.
I'd love funfetti.
I know you would love funfetti. You're a child, so I knew you would love funfetti. What if I make cupcakes with funfetti?
That sounds like my dream.
Does it? I'm not great at Well, I'm good at the cupcakes. I'm not great at the icing part. I just want you to know they'll be ugly cupcakes, but they could have funfetti on top.
That's fine.
A couple years ago, I made lemon blueberry cupcakes for July 4th. They were amazing. But when I tried to ice them, it turned into a total mess. So they were ugly, but they were really tasty. Are you okay with that?
That's all that I care about, yeah.
Just the fact.
The appearance is what it is. You know, you don't judge a cupcake by its icing.
You don't? Because a lot of people do.
This guy doesn't.
Okay. I love that you're not so surface when it comes to your cupcakes or your other baked goods, because there are times when I give you really ugly cookies and you eat them anyway.
Yeah, I mean,
I do appreciate that about you.
Jay
is not just about what's on the surface.
No,
he's not just skin deep. You're very deep. Did you say that?
Very deep.
Huh. Yes, okay, you're very deep. That wouldn't have been some way I would describe you, but now, forever,
like
I will.
Shallow end.
He he does not. He does not stick in the shallow end. Bob reminds us, not my Bob, but a different Bob, reminds us that the NHL free agency starts this weekend as well. So we'll have NBA, we'll have NHL. In fact, we've had a bunch of trades already taking place in the NHL. Jay, why did you gesture at me wildly?
I think the draft is tonight.
Oh, yes, the draft, for sure. It's always the week typically the week after the NBA draft. So we've got plenty happening over the holiday weekend. We will be here Sunday, Monday, Tuesday nights, and we'll also be here, of course, Thursday into Friday. But a lot of you are making plans. You're chillaxing over the next week. And so if you're out of your regular work routine, remember, we will still be here. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, our Facebook page, too, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. On this edition of the show, we have talked about a lot, and maybe half of it has been sports. But it's been a show typical of this time of the year where I love being creative and getting off the beaten path. So we're doing that. This hour, though, mostly devoted to sports. I mentioned the NBA and its free agency. Coming up, Frank Vogel was talking to Jim Rome about the Suns roster and Rob Pelinka, a little insight into what the Lakers are attempting to do. Plus, Tobias Harris has a message for fans who would like to see him traded out of Philadelphia. He takes the prize for this edition of the show. Oh, actually, as we're talking about it, the just don't want you to forget that we have the match coming up on Thursday, just because I mentioned going into the holiday weekend, and our interview earlier on the show from Las Vegas, a little bit of handicapping for the match, some insight into the course, but also a little bit about golf in the wake of the bombshell announcement a few weeks ago. So all of our show fully podcasted minutes after we get off the air. We share the link on both Twitter and Facebook every weekday morning. That's how you know that you don't have to miss us. People tell me every day, I miss you. I change shifts, blah, 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 blah. Nope, don't have to miss us. We're always available on demand. Okay, speaking of always available, oh, what a segue. I just love it when it works out that way. My brain is always searching for segues. Always available is not generally how people would describe Clayton Kershaw until this year. He is the one pitcher for the Dodgers who's still standing from their starting rotation on opening day. If I told you at the beginning of the year that 4/5 of the Dodgers rotation would be injured in late June, you would have bet most of what you were worth that Clayton Kershaw would be one of them. Nope, not this year. And in fact, he had a no-hitter into the sixth inning last night against the Rockies.
Two out in the bottom of the sixth. Kershaw on 2-2. Line drive, pass. Muncy into left field for a base hit. First hit of the game for the Rockies. A two-out single to left, clean hit. Muncy was close to it, but it just too quick.
That's a curveball.
Muncy, after it scooted past him, kind of flicked his wrist in anger.
Charlie Steiner with the call on Dodgers radio. So, yes, Clayton Kershaw was ticked at himself, but to make up for it, he picked off that same batter. Brendan Doyle is the one who had the first hit off of him, picked him off like minutes later, and so they got out of the inning anyway. And then Clayton Kershaw did not return. Come to find out, he pulled himself out of the game. He threw fewer than 80 pitches. He went six innings. He'd given up one hit, no runs. The Dodgers had a healthy lead, and yet he pulls himself out of the game. Rutrow, are we about to see all five opening day starters on the IL before we turn to the month of July?
Just didn't feel great overall. You know, that last inning kind of got to me. Obviously not a lot of pitches. Definitely should have gone deeper in the game. So feel bad about making the bullpen cover three, but just needed to come out right there, and I think I'm all right. I think I'll be good for the next start, but it was just something that was trying to do the right thing, and I think I did.
Right now, I'm not concerned. I think that, you know, for me, we've been riding him a lot. You look at his last few starts, I think we've pushed him a lot, and so tonight, you know, whatever it was, I just think that there was some fatigue that set in, and so I appreciate, you know, him feeling that, you know, that was good. and we had a good conversation and felt that that was the right thing to do. So to kind of pass the baton and move forward.
So Dave Roberts says he has no problems with Kershaw leaving early and admits we've been asking so much of him, especially at this point in the season, right? This is not the stretch run. We're asking him to go deeper into games. But did you catch what Clayton said? I hate that the bullpen had to cover me for three innings. Three innings? For heaven's sakes, the Mets starters are out in the fourth. Sorry, Jay. The Mets are just an easy target. I can't help it. Most starters these days, if they last six, it's a big deal. And Clayton's ticked because the bullpen had to give three innings for the Dodgers last night. He did, though, pick up his 10th win on the year. So, again, we're talking about a healthy Clayton Kershaw, who's pitching the way that the Dodgers desperately need him to.
This is a place that I don't want to give any credit to not pitching well, but I haven't pitched well here in a while. So it was good to have a good outing here. And obviously, we scored some runs today. I wanted to keep that lead in check. But, yeah, overall, it felt good. You know, obviously not a lot of strikeouts or anything, but good plays defensively. Muntz and Miggy made great plays over there and, you know, was efficient with pitches. So, yeah, it was a good day.
He's been unbelievable. Honestly, he's been the anchor when, you know, when we haven't been playing well, he goes out there and he gives us a chance every day. Every time it seems like we're about to spiral and, you know, lose a couple, Clayton's in there and he just, you know, knuckles down and holds it down for us and gives us a chance to win.
I love Clayton Kershaw, one of my favorite pitchers of this generation, probably second only to Pedro Martinez, who's now in the Hall of Fame. That's where Clayton is headed. I'm happy for him to be healthy. Could you imagine, though, if he followed along the same pattern that he's had the last few years and he ended up on the IL as well? Oh my goodness, it's a wonder that the Dodgers are A, above 500, and B, only three out in the NL West. JD Martinez, by the way, he clobbered home run number 299 and 300 for his career. So congratulations to JD. And he does really enjoy hitting at Coors Field. I think you could say that about a lot of guys, making his comments there on Sportsnet LA. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. While we're talking about home runs, JD Martinez has a pair. Oh, so does this guy.
Here's a ball that's absolutely blasted out into right center field, and it is showtime. Ohtani launches a missile. Just talking about what happened the last time the Angels faced Kopech in the first inning, and Ohtani has just blasted number 27 of the season.
And Ohtani left his pitching assignment because of a cracked fingernail. Here's a pitch that he hits well out into left center field. It's carrying deep out there, and this one is out of here. Cracked fingernail or not, Ohtani the hitter has hit his second home run tonight. That is number 28 of the season, and the Angels have a 3-1 lead.
He is clobbering the baseball right now. Shohei Ohtani with two more home runs, number 27 and 28, so still leads the majors. And did you catch what they said on the Angels radio network? So Terry Smith is the lead announcer. He had to leave his pitching start, his pitching assignment is what he said, because he had a cracked fingernail. So he's also pitching, but he leaves early from the pitching assignment. He is off the mound, but still in the lineup, and clobbers his second home run with the cracked fingernail. I mean, these are moon balls that we're seeing from Shohei Ohtani. Oh, and better news is that right now the Angels are, in fact, a wild card team. Now, there's a long way to go, but sign me up to see the Angels in the playoffs for the first time since 2014. So a pair of home runs, 10 strikeouts, even though he came out of the game early, and, oh, he's happy.
Pitching was so good, so good. This year, there are some good players. I'm going to get a lot of good players.
Yeah, I thought I pitched pretty well today, and on the days I pitch, I've been hitting pretty well this year, so try to keep that up.
I'd rather hear Ohtani say it, actually. Even though I don't know what he's talking about, I enjoy hearing him. Yeah, it's now I really look forward to hearing Ohtani. That's on Bally Sports West. And I played this trivia game, I should say, with this question for producer Jay earlier because, nerd alert, Shohei Ohtani, who did actually get on base all four times that he was at the plate last night and pitched into the seventh inning with a cracked fingernail. I'm not going to stick my middle finger up in the air like Phil Nevin did. Everybody laughed at him. He was demonstrating, which I'm sure we have a video of that, Jay. We should find it and share it on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. He's demonstrating which finger Shohei Ohtani cracked the fingernail on, and it happens to be the middle finger, so he flips the entire media room the bird. You know what it reminded me of? Remember when Mike Malone didn't like the media room in Miami? Maybe that was Phil Nevin. Maybe just he was flipping them off because he didn't like the media room in, where were they, Chicago? Actually, I think they're home, so we can't say that. It doesn't work that way.
What a bad press room, by the way.
Yeah, sorry, it doesn't work. I tried to make it fit, but it doesn't fit the narrative. They were in Anaheim, so he can't be flipping off his own press room. But, yeah, he flashes the reporters the bird and then realizes, oh, sorry about that, and pulls it back down. And then when he goes to talk about it again, he says, I'll just put all my fingers up. It was an innocent mistake.
Just describing what happened. Come on. Just, give the guy a break.
You're just doing show and tell.
Show high and tell.
Show. Oh, okay. Pun intended. So I played this trivia game with Jay earlier because here is Shohei, Showtime doesn't even do him justice, who is far and away the player of the month in June. The pace that he's setting for the Angels, he's dragging them, kicking and screaming into the wild card spot. Anyway, he is only the sixth player in baseball history with 10 strikeouts and 2 home runs in the same game. And this goes back to the late 1800s. I don't know about before that, okay? I highly doubt they were keeping records on a computer before that. But there are two more recently. And so I asked Jay to name two of the pitchers who could rake, who could not only accumulate 10 strikeouts, but could also hit 2 home runs in a game. To be fair, we were up against the clock and I was asking him to rush. If you can name the two pitchers in the last 6 years, this actually surprised me that there are now three going back to 2017 who've had 10 strikeouts, at least 10 strikeouts and 2 home runs in a game. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Play some trivia on this Wednesday morning. It'll be fun. But Ohtani's the first player in the AL since, I think, the 60s. And also over 100 years since we've had a player with 10 strikeouts and 3 hits more than once in a single season. I mean, that's just because what he's doing, no one's ever done before. But yeah, brownie points, if you can name the two pitchers, both in the NL, by the way, I'll give you that clue. Since 2017, 10 Ks, 2 home runs. Let's go.
It's insane.
It is. Except that it's been done 3 times now. I think it's impressive going back to 17. Yeah, three times going back to 17. All right, so on Twitter, A-Law Radio, pitchers who rake, if you will, and then also on our Facebook page. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, our hump show. Now your Wednesday morning. You got this. We're heading toward a holiday weekend here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. Hungry for a taste of the most delicious audio of the night? You came to the right place. It's time for Bite Me with Amy Lawrence.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in, anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
Here's Amy Lawrence.
We have not done a Bite Me in a while, but it seems appropriate. We're going to mix and match here with a few different voices from the NBA as we get closer to free agency. Starts on Friday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Frank Vogel, new head coach of the Phoenix Suns, was a guest with Jim Rome on CBS Sports Radio, and he believes that Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal can all work together.
What's great about these three stars is they're all unselfish scorers. You know, they all can fill it up and be the prolific scorer that it just puts the nail in the coffin against teams. They're all closers. And they can all play off the basketball.
So that's Frank Vogel's job, right? Is to get this group of guys, these three, to be able to work together in a way that's productive and in a way that it gives them a major advantage over the teams that they will face. But what about DeAndre Ayton? Because there are a lot of rumors about DA, not our DA, but their DA, being on the trade block.
We're going to use him. He's an important piece to us winning the championship. You know, I believe he can be one of the best centers in the league. He's shown that throughout his career. He's had some bumps in the road. But, you know, I believe with a sort of a fresh start and a new group that of teammates that we're putting together this year, I think he can have a heck of a bounce back year.
Doesn't sound like Vogel wants to trade him. Of course, what is he going to say on the Jim Rome show? Yes, actually, we're actively searching for a trade partner for DeAndre Ayton. I mean, they have the pieces in place. They've got incredible athletes, certainly a ton of talent. Ayton, KD, they're going to have to play defense. Booker and Beal, with the way that they can open things up from the outside, it could be fantastic, or it could not be fantastic. You know, the whole Nets thing, but that was only KD. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio, shifting our attention to a different Western Conference playoff team, but also one that got to the second round and eliminated the Golden State Warriors, the Lakers making it back to the Western Conference Finals where they ran into the Denver Nuggets. And this is after they retooled their roster at the trade deadline, remember? So Rob Pelinka is kind of looking at where they were at the end of the year as he talks about the Lakers' needs.
We're at the doorstep of free agency, and we've been pretty clear since our last game with the success of making it to the Western Conference Finals. We want to try our hardest to keep this core of guys together and also improve around the edges and on the margins to not only get back to where we were last year, but hopefully take the next step and get into the NBA Finals.
All right, so I would say that they were a surprise run to the Western Conference Finals because LeBron was injured and then he comes back. Remember, he credited the LeBron James of feet. The doctor helped him to get back late in the regular season.
That's what real men do.
And they did have some great success with the new group. The issue is that they had such a short bench that Anthony Davis was out of gas. LeBron was running out of gas at the end. You can't rely on those two guys as much as they did. So they do need more around them. Those guys are aging. Load management didn't work.
This is what load management is about.
It didn't work because they still ran out of gas against the Denver Nuggets and didn't have the energy to be able to keep up with them. And the fact that Denver could run, well, they were deeper and they could run more people at him. So ultimately, that's the issue. But yeah, Rob Pelinka believes that they're on to something, even as he's looking around the rest of the West.
I think we believe in the proof of concept of this group. We saw defensively what we were able to do to finish the season out. And I think defense and rebounding wins championships. That's a core of Darvin's system and our identity. We want to lean into that. I think if there's ways that we can improve the roster, of course, we're going to do that. I think probably less focus of, hey, what is Team X or Team Y doing, and more focus on how can we optimize us. We say it all the time, but we have one singular goal. It's to add the 18th banner, and that's our focus. So heading into the next couple days, we're going to do all we can to maximize that opportunity. Teams are going to be aggressive. There's a lot of parity in the league right now, and everyone smells an opportunity to chase a championship, but we're going to try our best to stay in that pack or at the head of that pack.
I love how he says every team can smell a championship. Well, this is just a sampling of some of the moves that have been made already. Of course, the Celtics ship Marcus Smart to the Memphis Grizzlies, right? So that's a big piece. They get back Kristaps Porzingis from Washington, so a three-team trade there. We know, obviously, Memphis is without Ja Morant for the first 25 games of next season. The Warriors trade Jordan Poole to Washington for Chris Paul. Chris Paul had gone to Washington from Phoenix in the deal for Bradley Beal. So there have been ripple effects, right? I wonder, though, did the Warriors get rid of Jordan Poole? Because he had a miserable offseason. I'm sorry, postseason, not offseason. Miserable postseason. He did not shoot well. He did not play well. He made a lot of mistakes to the point where Steve Kerr had to bench him because he was a liability to the Warriors on the court. But I also wonder, did they do that to appease Draymond Green? Now, that's just me. I have no evidence of it. We know, though, that the issue between, Draymond punching Jordan Poole going back to last preseason, Steve Kerr said it was a trust factor all the way through the season. It was one reason why they did not play well and they were so inconsistent, because the trust was damaged. Now, that's on Draymond, but I wonder if in their attempts to keep Draymond, because he's now a free agent, did they send Jordan Poole cross country so that they could appease Draymond?
You're not a champ.
You a clown.
You a clown.
I mean, Jordan Poole is a champ, but okay. Anyway, that's just me musing. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Not sure if you saw this news that Portland Trailblazers GM Joe Cronin met with Damian Lillard and his agent on Tuesday afternoon. And this was the statement that was issued. I met with Dame and Aaron Goodwin. We had a great dialogue. We remain committed to building a winner around Dame. That comes directly from GM Joe Cronin. It was a statement after a meeting with Lillard. He loves Damian Lillard, and Damian wants to win in Portland. That's the key. But can it actually be done? And that's why he's tempted potentially to leave the Pacific Northwest after all these years, because they've come up short so often.
Dame badly, badly wants to win. And he's probably being more vocal about that than ever, but I don't look at that as a negative. I look at that as he's passionate about this. It matters deeply to him, and it matters deeply to us. And I think the reason you haven't seen major issues from us, or the reason you still see Dame in our gym every day or still meeting with Chauncey and I constantly, is because he wants us to work. He's bought in. He wants it to work here, and he's challenging us to get it done, which I think is more than fair, and he's earned that.
I want to see the Blazers win with Dame. I really do. Next to Chris Paul, and maybe even more than Chris Paul, who's now a Warrior, so I guess his chances have gone up if he could stay healthy. I would love to see Damian Lillard win a championship, win a ring. I respect who he is. I love the fact that he's bold and he's followed his own path. He doesn't play with his BFFs because that's what everyone does in the NBA. No, Damian Lillard wants to win in Portland, and Joe Cronin recognizes that. So according to Joe himself, they had a productive meeting. They're committed to keeping Dame in a Blazers uniform, despite what you may hear, all the trade rumors that are flying around. All right, one more, and this is because a lot of trade rumors are flying around the Philadelphia 76ers. As you can imagine, Doc Rivers already out. They bring in Nick Nurse. But can they win with this roster? That's a major question. So who is expendable? A lot of people are pointing to Tobias Harris. He has a response to that on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Trade speculation, you know, casual Sixers fans, they'll trade me for a crumble cookie. But at the end of the day,
do you like cookies?
You know, they have to realize, like, you're not getting a 6'9 forward back who can, you know, damn near shoot 40% from three, guard other teams' best player, shoot post-up drive, play 70-plus games a year.
I mean, the man has a point. But casual sports fans or casual Philly fans want to trade him for a crumbled cookie. It depends on how hungry you are, how good
casual
the cookie looks.
Casual Sixers fans, they'll trade me for a crumbled cookie.
I want a cookie now. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Tobias Harris on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Also in Philadelphia today, thinking of our friend John Kincaid, who is going through another one of his chemo treatments on this Wednesday. Prayers always for John, which I tell him personally as well. All right, coming up next, Derek Carr. I tried to tell you a million ways to Sunday at the end of last season that it was not mutual between the Raiders and Carr for him to leave the facility and be away from his teammates the final two games of the year. I'm sure most of you believed me. There's no way Derek Carr would have willingly left that locker room and left his teammates to struggle through the end of the year. There's no way. Derek cares more about his teammates, really, even than he does himself. We hadn't heard from him. Remember, he had turned down all interview requests until yesterday. Okay. Derek finally sets the record straight about the unceremonious exit from Vegas.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I replaced all my Lululemon shorts with Bird Dogs. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing, but fit way better. They actually look like khaki shorts, so I can wear them all day, for my morning hike or bike ride to the bar. I can't stop wearing them. Join over 1 million guys who discovered the best shorts on the market. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB. Promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
Carr, play action again, looking downfield, lofts it near corner. Adams wide open at the five. He walks in, and the Raiders walk off with a win. Touchdown, Devontae Adams, to win it here in Denver.
I get that it didn't, it didn't end well, or didn't end the way that Derek wanted to in Las Vegas, but. We did pretty well with the last quarterback that we got from a team, San Diego, some years ago, and hopefully this one will turn out the same way.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Jason Horowitz on Westwood One for the, it's for the actual Raiders. Yeah, he used to work for Westwood One, my fault. Raiders radio, because Derek Carr did actually wrap up his tenure with the Raiders last year and got to play with his best friend, Devontae Adams, for at least part of a season. Man, that was short-lived, wasn't it? The two of them wanted to play together, and didn't even last a full season. But I'm glad they did have a chance to do it, because they obviously cared greatly for one another going back to their days in college. And then after that, the general manager of the Saints, who is the new boss of Derek Carr, and he makes reference to Drew Brees and how they signed him as a free agent. And so they believe that they've got a good track record and a good precedent there. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Derek Carr had refused all interview requests about his exit from the Raiders, about his feelings, and about really the story that the Raiders told, that it was a mutual decision for Derek to be away from the team the last two games of the regular season, but not just during the actual games and on game days. He was gone. Now, a lot of the speculation revolved around the fact that Josh McDaniels and the Raiders front office didn't want him to get hurt before they could trade him. Ultimately, they didn't trade him because he refused to waive his no-trade clause, which I would have done the same. Why would I allow you to trade me someplace when I can pick where I want to go? So he did end up having the last laugh. He forced the Raiders' hand, and they had to let him go because they were going to be on the hook if they didn't by a certain deadline. So he gets released. He gets to sign with New Orleans. And now I don't know for sure. I don't think the Jets ever offered him a free agent deal. They courted him. They talked about him being a Hall of Famer if he won a Super Bowl with the Jets. But ultimately, they were waiting for Aaron Rodgers. And Derek Carr wanted to go to New Orleans. We hadn't heard from him. He really declined to speak about the exit itself until yesterday. The quotes are all out there. If I remember correctly, I think I saw it. He was at a particular charity event where he was doing interviews. And so you'll see the quotes that pop up from a variety of different places. But he had spent 9 years in Vegas. He was the longest tenured Raider. He was their first-round draft pick going back, right? And so he had been through revolving door of coaches and teammates, and he was still standing, and he was still there. And if you know anything about Derek Carr, you know that he would rather die than leave his teammates in a lurch or to not be there for his teammates. And so when the Raiders tell you that it was a mutual decision for him to be away from the team at the end of the season so as not to be a distraction. Remember, that was the line the Raiders tried to feed us so that there would be no distraction. I called BS on it right away and often. And now Derek is saying, actually, yeah, it's not true.
You spend 9 years in a place. You have all the records. You can play at a high level and, for something to get in the way, whether it was whatever reason, money related or whatever, injury related, I would have said I don't even want the money, just to play two more times in front of our fans.
How about that? Screw the money. I don't care about the money. What I want is to be able to have a final farewell, a final couple games in front of the fans, the ones that supported me in Oakland and then in Vegas. It's not like the Raiders were going anywhere. It's not like the Raiders had anything on the line. They weren't auditioning a new quarterback for all intents and purposes. All they wanted was that Derek wouldn't get hurt so that they would have a healthy quarterback to trade. Fresno B is where a lot of these quotes came from. And he said he was very upset. He was mad. That was the quote yesterday, along with the one about his wife, which I think is cute. Yeah, you spent 9 years in a place. I don't care about the money. I don't care about why they benched me. What I do care about is that they took away my opportunity to say goodbye, my opportunity to have those last couple starts for the fans. Now, what was cool, and I said this at the time, the new format for the All-Star festivities, the Pro Bowl, they were on teams. Remember, Peyton and Eli were captains. I honestly don't even really understand the format, and I did try to watch it. I thought it was kind of campy. It was fun. they were playing flag football, and Derek got to be the quarterback for the last round of flag football in front of the fans there at Allegiant Stadium. So Peyton saved him for last. Peyton was his captain. Oh, captain, my captain. Peyton was his captain. That's not what he was saying. Maybe he was. I don't know. And he allowed Derek to quarterback their last round of flag football. And the fans definitely appreciated that. And I did, too. It was a nice gesture by Peyton. And he made it very clear that that's what he was trying to do. So why did it not work out, ultimately? Why didn't he survive in Vegas when the team moved and when there became another coach and regime?
You win more games and you keep being productive, you stay there forever, you know? But we didn't, you know, we didn't win enough games. And that's the kind of stuff that happens with all the turnover of coaches, with all the different things. Eventually, you know, the last guy in the room is usually the last, you know, he's going to be out at some point.
He also goes on to say, I've survived about 20 coaches. And that's how it goes, and it is what it is. He also gives a major, what do I want to say? He also gives a major compliment to the Saints. I'm happy to be somewhere where we're in a stable organization that's been proven for years. I hope the Raiders find something good there too, where they can keep that stability for the next guy. Because I know how important it is, and I care about my old teammates. For the time being, I'm excited to be part of a Saints organization because they've won at a high level for so long. Now, you remember the questions at the end of the season were about not just where Derek might play next, but also if there was a potential for reconciliation. Did he think about working it out with the Raiders should they come back to him and say, hey, we've changed our minds, we want you to continue as our QB?
Once they made my wife cry, that was pretty much over.
Oh.
You know, once they made her cry, that was out, you know. But the love for my teammates is what probably would have made me do it. But the way it worked out and the timing of things, it was time for me to move on.
Once they made my wife cry, that was pretty much over. That was out, meaning a reconciliation with the Raiders. And so I say to you again, the personality of Derek Carr, the way he is wired, he cares more about other people, the people around him, his wife, his family, his teammates, about their hurt, about their feelings, about being there for them than he does about himself. And so it did not fit with his personality or the character that we knew of Derek Carr that he would just dump his teammates and leave. Yeah, because they're his family, a different family, but he feels the same way about them as he does about his family, his wife, goes into protection mode, wants to do what he can. So even if Derek Carr was benched, even if he agreed that the team should move on to some other quarterback, which also doesn't seem like him, there's no way he was ever going to say, well, my feelings are more important than theirs. I'm hurt. I'm upset that you benched me, so I'm out of here. No, hell no, that's not Derek Carr. As humiliating as he might have felt, humiliated as he might have felt, as angry as he might have been over getting benched, he never would have left the Raiders organization and left his teammates, ever. So I'm glad that he finally spoke out, and it sounds like he's in a good place where, I mean, he can speak about those emotions. But as I use this metaphor a bunch, you go through a nasty breakup, you get dumped. It's not your choice. It's the other person's choice. They may tell you it's not you, it's me. But do you know? You always know. The best way to move on, and I'm not saying rebound relationship, but the best way to move on and put that behind you is to find a true love. And in Derek's case, a true love that comes with a nice contract. I'm
yes. Kidding.
Crap.
Crap.
I'm teasing. I do use the relationship analogies, though, for a lot of this. Yeah, you find a new love. And all of a sudden, the way that old love jilted you, it doesn't sting nearly as much because you are so happy in your new situation. And they actually did you a favor. So maybe someday Derek will say thank you, Raiders, especially if he wins Super Bowl in New Orleans. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.